Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. It took a couple of minutes to escort Dan out of here. Good, he's a good egg. Nice to have him in. Yeah, it's fine. It's working. Joe, show me the microphone. Yes, it's working. It should be all set.
Just want to make sure I'm heard.
Throw those away. Yeah, this
don't
is stuff
tell me
that,
what to do.
Okay.
Do we have some dissension in the ranks here?
A little bit. Again, I said it to Dan. I'll say it to you. We're always looking for a good co-host, so keep that in mind.
he's asked me a number of times to.
I actually have.
I don't take offense.
He is right on your heels. That voice, of course, is none other than Mr. Craig Pino. He is joined by Brett Gormley and Jacob Tagger. And these gentlemen are, while they can't pull papers until June, have openly announced that they are running for an office in the city of Brockton. Craig had posted on Facebook, oh, do we get a whole hour? No, it doesn't.
we never get a full hour. Why not?
Might need 2 hours.
Well, I know Jacob Tagger has a lot to say, and it's all good. I would kind of think that Brett might be the quieter guy.
Yeah.
But
I'm the voice of reason.
Voice. Let us determine that. But just to kind of go down the line, Craig is running, seeking at large.
Councilor at large, yes.
Councilor at large in Brockton. Brett, you're seeking school committee Ward 4?
Yes, Ward 4.
Ward 4. And Jacob is running for Ward 6.
Ward 6, yeah.
Now, any repeat offenders here?
I, of course, ran last election for at-large.
2 years ago, at-large. Yep. Craig?
I ran 2 years ago at-large.
Okay.
I'm a newbie.
All right. Fresh meat. Why are you gentlemen seeking office? We'll start with Brett.
Okay. Well, I'm a lifelong Brocktonian. My family's been here for many generations. I'm the son of an educator and the grandson of an educator. I, myself, am an educator. I teach in Boston, in the Boston Public Schools. I did work in the Brockton Public Schools for a few years, so I'm very familiar with the system. I'm very familiar with education. I've been a coach in the city since I was 18. So I have a lot of passion for the youth of the city, and I have a knowledge of how a school system works and how a school works, so I think I can bring a unique perspective to the school committee.
Okay. Craig?
Well, when I ran 2 years ago, it was for a number of reasons, and most of them being that I want to see...
There was like 20 of you guys running, right? 20 of you.
Yeah, there was a lot.
It was a crowd.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was 15.
But, I'm being facetious here. Of course, Jacob wants to...
Are you going to let me finish?
Yeah, no, please.
Oh, okay. But 2 years ago...
Every circus needs a clown. Go ahead.
Two years ago when I ran, I wanted to help affect change in the city of Brockton. Okay. Number one was to make the city more friendly for businesses. And by making the city more friendly for businesses, you'd anticipate more businesses coming to Brockton, more people opening businesses in Brockton, and growing our commercial tax base, which in turn would ease up the burden on residential taxpayers and help us fill a need because the city is pretty much in dire financial situations. So nothing's changed over 2 years. There's been a lot of progress. There's been a lot of change over the last 2 years. I want to help affect even more change.
Jacob.
Well, I originally ran in the same race as Craig, and for a lot of the same reasons, but my biggest reason for running is I'm, one, a father, two, a husband, my wife, one, I'm a husband, two, I'm a father, I'm a friend, I've also been a coach in the city for my whole life, I'm a fighter. My dad was a boxer in Brockton, professional boxer in Brockton, and I fight. And I love my city, and I want to bring the community as well as our elected officials, bring everybody to the table. Because right now we're not working together, and I think that's what I can bring to the table. We all want to lower the tax base, the burden to the taxpayers, and bring new businesses here and stop crime. But we need to work together. At the end of the day, keyword in unity is in community is unity.
I just want to say there's a little bit of an outbreak going on Facebook. I just want to say hello to Jason Crosby, who's a good guy and a friend, a radio
I'm ready,
guy.
Jason.
Jason's a good guy. You got Tommy Monahan, who's listening. He's probably on his way to a city council meeting right
now. One of the
now.
Few councilors that definitely deserves a raise.
Craig Pena's here, so I don't have to mention. What do you guys feel are, what are some of the issues that you're going to be up against come this fall? And you know,
there's a lot of issues. Now, we need the whole hour to talk about all these issues.
And next week.
Yeah, and next week, too. Just let's get having a bridge version. It's early. It's March. There's going to be many more conversations if I have any say as far as long as Joe doesn't mind. Marshall Guy doesn't like that many times. Brockton Kenny's giving the look. No,
I'm not even going to respond.
There'll be many more conversations in regards to some of the issues, and you know, I'm waiting for let other people in, like, you know. Your former combatant when we used to do the Red versus Blue. You never know. He might throw his hat in the ring.
He may. Yeah. I've heard rumors.
Okay, we'll see what happens. If he, you know, we'll give him an opportunity to, you know.
Not in this race.
No.
Not in this race. The guy that always lost the Red versus Blue segment.
I can't let you say that. He didn't always lose it. He just talked over you a lot. And to him, that equated to winning. And that's all well and good. So. What do you think the issues are? Let's talk about your specific race and what you feel the issues will be if you're going to have an opponent.
Yeah, so in the school side of things, the big issue, as always in the past few years, is the budget. There were layoffs a few years ago. They've narrowly avoided layoffs over the past few years. It's looking like the same situation this year. Hopefully what they can do this year is bring some things back. Without laying people off. I don't know what's going on this year yet. The budget cycle has just started.
But it's early.
It's very early.
It's early.
But one of the things that I really want to do is bring back a lot of the after-school programs that were cut. I am a father of a middle school student. Last year was her first year in middle school as a sixth grader. She had a lot of opportunity to do things after school, and now she doesn't. She's in one thing right now, but that's really it. She played on two teams. There's no more sports anymore. The 21st Century Grant allowed a lot of after-school programs for academic enrichment. Mm. Those are gone. So I would really like to bring those back. That's my number one priority if I get elected.
Okay. Jacob, running for Ward 6, what do you feel? I mean, you're looking to secure a seat that's been held by...
Michelle Dubois.
Who is, you know, now a state representative. She'll finish out her term.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, it might be along the lines of what we saw 2 years ago when he had two open seats. For, you know, you had two incumbents who are running, but yet everybody else wanted those, you know, wanted to get in on those other two seats. You feel that your race is going to be similar?
I feel we'll probably end up having about five people, including myself, run for the open seat in Ward 6. It's basically going to be the candidate that represents the people in that ward. And I'm all about neighborhood and community. And I've lived in this ward, which I know will be brought up. I've lived in this ward for 2 years, but I've lived in Brockton my whole life, so I know the community. I absolutely adore this neighborhood that I'm in right now. A lot of residents there, a lot of kids. My son plays down at Tukas Park. My cleanup crew has done cleanups in this area, so I've really gotten to know the neighbors. The big issues we're having over there is water, a lot of pressure, brown water, the roads. Roads all over the city are terrible. But as, you know, Ward 6 counselor, if I'm able to, fortunate enough to get that position, that's what I'm going to be fighting for. And, of course, you know, we need police. Right now we are understaffed. Our fire department needs equipment. But I actually want to work on some other things, too. I think we need to invest more in our children. Police are proactive. It's a reactionary thing. So we definitely need to get staff. We need to be proactive and start getting some programs for our kids. Definitely, that's where we need to focus.
Well, in order to do that, other than what you may secure from the state, you got to find ways to generate revenue. What do you feel needs to be done to generate revenue? We'll start with you.
We know that revenue from the state is not going to be coming. We know the state's in dire financial situation. We know we've been underfunded by the state to the tune of $10 million a year for the past 5 or 6 years as it is, which really contributes to the city's financial situation. But what the Mayor Carpenter has been able to do is secure some additional revenue, and with additional projects coming online We can see an increase in revenue down the road. Mm. I think it's time that we stop fighting new businesses coming into the city and start embracing and sitting down at the negotiating table. We have a new electric power plant that should break ground soon. That's going to generate $4 million a year for the next 20 years in revenue. There's a proposal for a casino that is proposed to generate
voting. I believe the city council is voting tonight.
For a special election. And a special election would be on May 12th to allow the citizens. It's by statute, but the citizens will have the final say, up or down, before it goes to the Gaming Commission. But that's an additional $14 million of revenue that the city needs. In addition to that, we have a college campus coming downtown. It's a joint venture between Bridgewater State, UMass Boston, and Massasoit. That'll generate activity in the downtown area. We have the Trinity Development Project, which is going to be opening up soon, allowing for residential uses and retail space. The old Kresge department store is going to be redeveloped into mixed use, first floor commercial space with a restaurant and additional maybe two floors of residential space. We have all these projects moving into Brockton, which makes it a really exciting time to be in the city with additional revenue. But we need everyone working together.
In conjunction with each other.
I believe Jacob wants to...
Because a big thing last election, and it's still a big thing, is the power plant, of course. Now, there wasn't a vote amongst residents about that, but it seems right now, we'll find out more after tonight's meeting, what's going to happen with that. The casino is going to be up to the voters. Mm-hmm. I do think it's our responsibility as community leaders and our elected officials. We need to educate people. At the end of the day, these projects sound good. I'm not against a casino if it's the right thing for the city. I'm not. If it's the right thing, I mean, right now it looks like it's going to generate some revenue. It's going to generate jobs.
Sure.
But there are some things that I am concerned about, and I think we need to do our due diligence, and we need to research it, because we don't know until it's here. So there are some things that I'm hesitant on. But
if I could just clarify a couple of things that both of you have said. First and foremost, there's still lawsuits that are pending regarding the electric power plant. First and foremost, the city council is still going to weigh in on this, and they're not going to talk tonight. I believe they'll do executive session next during finance.
I thought they were doing it today.
No. I had a chance to speak with Dennis Neary, who is the council president, and he had mentioned that they're scheduling to speak with Mark Gilday, who is their attorney, to look at this. I know Michel Dubois has been very vocal about that this is something that they're going to have him get on and make sure that the mayor is not doing something illegal that he's not supposed to be doing. But everything before that, any of that money is realized. I know there's the $3 million that is community money.
$2.85 million as soon as they break.
I know the number. I've reported on the number. I'm rounding it off.
That's where I first heard it.
Rounding it off for you first.
I heard it first.
That's still pending. You still got lawsuits that are still that are there are residential lawsuits that, you know, as far as the air quality and stuff like that. That's going to be realized. But you're also talking about...
They fought so hard for an air quality monitoring station, and they thought that was going to prove their point. I'm talking about the anti-power plant groups. What they found was the air quality is much better in that area than they ever dreamed it would be. So their point is kind of falling on deaf ears. A natural gas-fired power plant would not add more pollution to the area.
Again, that's another debate for another.
We're not
here to. But I want what I want to make sure I clarified though is that who knows when the monies will be realized as far as to the $4 million a year. Yes. There's still that.
But this is all progress in the right direction. Generating revenues for the city, we have a city that needs revenues. We can't.
I don't disagree.
I don't want to say that I'm fighting against constituents, but I want to say that I want to educate constituents. We cannot have people complain that they want all these services. They want to clean up the streets. They want to clean up potholes. They want to clean up crime. They want a fully staffed fire department. But yet, on the other hand, they can't say no. We don't want this business. We don't want that business. We don't have EMC coming or Meditech coming and saying, oh, we want to build an office park. We want to build a campus in the fairgrounds. It's not going
to
happen.
I don't want people either though to think that these are going to be saviors of the city.
Well, I want to throw something else out there that just to make folks realize is that as far as the casino goes,
yeah,
you get two other communities. Although Brockton is kind of head and shoulders above New Bedford and Somerset at the moment, it's still going to be up to the Gaming Commission to give it. Yes. Now,
Did New
it's Bedford a matter of
turn down?
Now,
Foxwoods,
yeah, Foxwoods. It's KGI Urban who is the digger. Foxwoods are going to come in, but they still got to put everything together.
Those are
the host agreement.
I think we're ahead of the process.
We are ahead of the process, and the city of Brockton would be kind of the front runner at the moment. But again, the Gaming Commission has to look at this to see that this is
even this if this comes to a vote. It
but
still
let me finish my point, Jacob, and then you can weigh in on it. The city may realize $10 million a year annually, or it could be 2.25% of whatever the gross is. Whatever's higher. The other thing also is that if that casino in East Taunton is built, that the amount that you get will drop because
to 6.75.
And you never know the state, if they feel that the three licenses are being successful in their regions, the lawmakers up on Beacon Hill go, hey, to generate revenue,
let's add
another license to each region, which means that the city of Brockton, if they were fortunate enough to get the license, would have to renegotiate that host agreement to a new number.
Mm. Yes.
This is why people need to do research.
That is exactly why people need to do research.
Or get the paperwork from City Hall, as you're saying.
Exactly.
The final scenario is possible, but I'd say it's highly improbable.
I wouldn't go that far. But, but Jacob, go ahead. You weigh in on it, and then I want to give Brett a chance to kind of... Because even though you may be somebody that's a member of the school committee, it's also monies that you would hope that the school department would realize. Go ahead, Jacob.
Like I said, I just want people to do their research, and I do think, again, as leaders, we need to help get the knowledge out there to people so we make the right decisions. Whether I agree with a resident or not, at the end of the day, I'm supposed to represent what they want. If they get out there and vote for it, that's what I'm supposed to support. But it's my job. It would be my responsibility to help educate people.
And that's what I feel has been lacking in a lot of the city council leadership is lack of educating voters and constituents. There's been a lot of knee-jerk reaction, especially with a small group of people from Stop the Power that's kind of held the city hostage for a number of years. We need to get past that and move forward.
Yeah, but on the school side, $10 million, we're going to get a chunk of that. And another thing that we could also get is maybe some improvements to our facilities, which are desperately needed. The school department just went before the city council last week asking to be part of the state program, which allows us to pay much less for improvements that are needed. MSBA, I think, is the name of the program.
Yeah, Mass School Building Authority. Yep.
Yes, that's a program. There's a lot of needs. We have some very old schools. We need a new school. Mm. That's a desperate thing right now.
Where would you think a new school? What part of the city would you think a new school should go?
Well, the part that...
Because I don't disagree, because I will tell you, I know when we had 2 years ago when I had a chance, I know the biggest issue has been the influx of students that we've been getting into the city. And, and it's been on the equivalent of a small school.
Yes.
Yeah. That's anywhere between 300 and 400, the city has seen.
If things hold steady as far as the numbers in kindergarten, third grade, first grade, we could see Brockton High capacity by the time these students reach ninth grade. And that's 5,000 students. We need another school soon.
Another high school?
What level are
you talking about? A K through five?
A K through five is what's being talked about.
Charter school, what do you want?
Charter school, no.
I want new roofs at the Brookfield. That's what I want.
Let's not get into the charter school. Dan Pilato left.
That would give you another half hour right there.
Okay, bring Dan Pilato back in and we'll all three of us will gang up on him.
Yeah, that's a whole
I think he'd be able to take all three of you on.
I don't think so.
I didn't say he'd win. I said he would take all three of you on.
He doesn't know me.
Okay.
There's a lot, and I know I'm talking about money a lot, but money equals opportunity. Mm-hmm. The school department is losing money all the time, and we need more money to fund these programs. Like you said, a lot of the students that we're getting in are ELL students too.
Correct.
Those students cost a lot more to educate.
English as a second language.
Our biggest focus needs to be our kids. That's our biggest focus right now.
The city of Brockton already has by far the highest performing urban school district in the state.
Yes.
Mm. If we were to lose money, if we weren't able to properly fund our staff, that would severely hurt 17,000 students in a school district. Additional revenue to the city will only help the 17,000 plus students in our school district.
Again, just to remind folks who we have in studio, we have three gentlemen who are running for office this fall, even though they can't pull papers till June. We got Craig Pina, we got Brett Gormley, and we have Jacob Tagger. Joe?
you know, one question for I guess all of you, but Brett, I'd like you to start out here, being that you're running for school committee, is I realize that the new community college going in the center isn't part of the Brockton school system, but how do you think that that will benefit the students in Brockton directly, seeing that there will be a college campus going in the center of the city?
Well, right now, the Brockton public school system has partnerships with Bridgewater State, Massasoit, and Stonehill to provide different services. There's a great program at Bridgewater that a friend of mine named Kenny Montero runs called the FAM program.
And he's great.
He's a great guy. He does a great job. A lot of students are involved in that. I think it's close to 50 or 60 students from the high school who get mentored by Bridgewater State College students. I was part of a similar program when I was at Brockton High. It was run by MyTurn, and I can tell you firsthand the benefits of those type of programs. So anytime you can get a program, a mentoring program or a tutoring program from a college like that, it's a big benefit to the school system.
Great. I mean, it seems, you know, it's huge, I think, that there's a community college campus coming right to the downtown area.
It's a satellite campus of two four-year institutions and one two-year. Okay.
Two-year, correct. That's correct.
Yeah, UMass Boston, Bridgewater State, we'll be sharing a facility. And for a lot of our residents, it's going to be great educationally. UMass Boston, I'm hearing that they're going to have a nursing program. There's a lot of people in the Brockton area that are like RNs that want to get their bachelor's, or their CNAs that want to get their RN or LPN. There's a waiting list at Massasoit that's very long.
Well, I believe that this fall going to be breaking ground for a new building. So
right,
the Allied Health building,
where the old Christian, yes,
and that's a great way. I know a lot of immigrant families who that's their way into economic prosperity in Brockton. A lot of the families I grew up with, my friends who are Haitian and Cape Verdean, their moms were CNAs and they rose through the ranks to RN, and it's a great way to make your way in this country.
Joe, would you want to answer that question next?
Anyone else that wants to chime in? I mean, you know, it sounds like...
You want to remind them what the question was?
You know, just want to make sure. Always do this.
No, no, I just want to make sure that the people listening at home...
I know.
They might have forgotten too.
You know, how do you feel about the benefits that will be brought to the city of Brockton by having a satellite campus right in the center of the city?
I think that having a satellite campus right in downtown, and there are plans on the drawing board for maybe up to two other phases to expand that as well. Wow. What that will do was it'll generate even more foot traffic in the downtown area, which will support the coffee shops and the restaurants and the bookstore or whatever, any kind of ancillary business that's going to be there to support all the residential development downtown. Imagine being able to come home from work and walk to a class at night, then go to your apartment that's right on a block away. That's the kind of thing that can happen downtown with a college campus right down there. There'll be activity more hours of the day. Right now, downtown pretty much closes at 5 o'clock.
It's like a ghost town at a certain time.
this will generate activity at least till 9 or 10 o'clock, and then once we get more restaurants down there, it'll even increase it even more.
I guess I want to give each of you a chance to kind of talk about what you've been doing to kind of get word out about your campaigns, Jacob.
Well, I've started a listening tour. It was a great idea that a friend of mine came up with. Basically just going around listening to residents in the ward and residents in Brockton. We started it at 10 Rays on Winter Street. Very successful. We had more people show up than I thought were going to show up, which was very good. We have our fundraiser coming up. Our first kickoff fundraiser on this Wednesday, at 10 Rays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Where's 10 Rays?
10 Rays is 11 Winter Street. In the heart of Ward 6, right there.
North side?
Right over there off of the Howard Street Bridge. So that should be successful. I've honestly just been doing a lot of community work. I've coached basketball. I have a cleanup group. We've been doing work at all over the city, though. Just all over the city, doing a lot of community activities, trying to bring people together.
Brett?
Well, since we can't go out and walk the wards yet, a lot of my campaigning has been done through Facebook and through my website, brettforward.com. Brettforward.com. That's a mouthful. I've been attending a lot more school committee meetings than I had in the past.
A lot entail to them, too. When you'll know once you... I mean, it's... I don't want to say it's by far any easier, but I have heard from folks that who have served as school committee and who have served as a city councilor that there's a lot involved in running and being a school committee member.
Yes. Depending on what ward you're in, you might have four or five schools.
Right.
Fortunately, I have three, maybe. So the main school in our ward is the Davis School, and that's my daughter's school. She's in seventh grade, so everybody knows me over there, which has been a very big benefit to me. I've gone to a few more PTA meetings, and I'm just trying to get out and meet people that I normally wouldn't meet, being just a private resident. So going to kickoff events like Craig had a few weeks ago. Jacob's having one this week, and I'm having one April 2nd at Cape Cod Cafe. That'll be the big kickoff event for my
Cape Cod Cafe. Where?
Cape Cod Cafe, South Main Street in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Sure, there's more than one.
That's true. I don't think there's more than one because
there are two more, but they're takeout places. They're
not located in Brockton.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I could go to those places.
Craig?
You know, 2 years ago when I ran for councilor at large, I had a plan. The plan wasn't as well executed as I'd hoped. One of my biggest problems on looking at my own organization is that there wasn't a big enough organization. So I've spent a lot of time trying to build a bigger organization, get more feet on the street, and be able to pound more doors when the time comes and get the word out a lot better. I lost by around 450 votes last time, and in a city with 47,000 voters, that's not a lot to make up.
When only a small percentage, 10-15% show up.
Well, we had 30% show up last time.
On an average, you probably see 10-15.
If there's no mayoral race, we'll have a very low turnout. So correct. Turnout will be the key. So a larger organization will be even more key. So I'm doing my share of reaching out to more business people, to more people who I've met along the way over the last two years, and enlisting their support. And I think we're building an army here, and there's a groundswell of support just growing.
Oh, my. Okay.
Well, a groundswell.
Yeah, groundswell.
He's building an army.
Figuratively. Yeah, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming in and kind of talking about this, about your individual campaigns. Running again, even though you cannot take out papers until June, good to be able to chat with you about it. And wish you luck. And depending on what shakes out and what race, you know, how many there are in the race, we may or may not have a forum right here on 95.9 WATD. At least we'll attempt to have you all in and chat for your individual races, depending on, you know, how many there are involved.
I'm just wondering if there's going to be another 15 candidates for councilor. Yeah,
yeah, we might have to wait until after the preliminary. We are going to step aside, but when we come back, we are going to speak about Citizens for Limited Taxation. So don't go anywhere, as we'll speak with Barbara Anderson. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.